Thank you, Paul. My name is Thorsten Neffenberger. I'm from Auburn University, and I will introduce the concept of a whiteboard.
I'm showing how to use an iPhone to flip the classroom. And first, I want to introduce the whiteboard and what is necessary to build one. And then I will show how I use it in my teaching. So, what do you need? And the centerpiece of this setup is piece of glass, and in our case we have about 2.5 by 1.2 meters, and this is what I'm actually writing on. So I'm writing on a piece of glass here. Then we need a special set of markers. Those are fluorescent markers. the students take a quiz where they can show that they understood what is taught in that video. And I usually set up the learning management system so that they need 80 to 100% of the quiz correct in order to proceed to the next video. So then there will be second video with a second quiz. First of all, the students learn better at their own pace. So, in comparison to, let's say, a 50-minute lecture, where they have to follow along 50 minutes, if you lose the student after 10 minutes, and the chance of winning back for the remaining 40 minutes is very low. Here they are in control, they can watch one video, and then take a break, or they can watch a whole sequence of videos, but that's up to them, and they can do it when they feel they are in a good condition to learn. And then second, students improve communication as well as writing skills. Now because they use their class time to work in groups and solve real world problems, and here I always have them create a product. So they have to communicate within their group with their peers, and they have to usually write like a little technical paper on the real world problem that they try to solve. And then students learn systems. instead of single consonants. If they work on real world problems, they usually look at the whole system and they see how different concepts interact and affect each other, which helps them better understand how real world problems work, other than just looking at a single concept. So then you talk to single concepts, but then through that group work, they actually get to apply this and look at the big picture. And lastly, this whole class time pretty much mimics future work scenarios. Because students, they want to spend their work time sitting in the lecture hall and listening to an instructor. But they will work in groups, they will work in teams, at their job later on, and they will solve some real world problems. So that means they're training in class, and in class time, they are training what they will be doing later on in their careers. And this whole concept, I use this so far for on-campus teaching. So students consume this at home, they come to class, and we actually have class time. But I can use those videos and quizzes. They're all set up, so I can use this and then also turn this into this test.
Are there any questions?
Yes.
Thank you for your presentation. I like so much. And I'd like to understand how could you invert the image? When you're right, there is a camera front of, or with the mirror.
No, no. You're being recorded through a piece of glass, and then the video is flipped.
Oh.
So. Second option would be that you learn how to write backwards, but that's a lot harder. So, so you could perform this low key with just, you know, a laptop. It just would take a longer time. So what's more applicable is that you get some video hardware, costs a couple of $1,000, and then that just does it on the fly. So that when people come in, they don't have to wait for their video to be processed. They just bring a stick, record their stuff, and then they can take the file with them. So. And there's a couple of, if you go online, if you Google Lightboard or Teaching Board, you'll find a couple of videos of people who have built that. So that's something that Auburn University has invented or whatsoever. But we apply that now too. Any other questions? Yes, please. Their reaction is, no, they don't really talk about the videos themselves. Mm-hmm. So I would have to, that's a topic, you know, you have to bring it up like once a week. You would say, okay, hey, the videos you watched last week, do you have any questions? Or, so that's not something, if you don't make them, you know, deliver something, they would not, I mean, they would watch them, so I can follow that and I can see that they watched them, but they would not, you know, come to class and say, hey, I didn't really understand this. That's a little bit, I don't know, they're shy or... So it requires a little bit different management of the class because they're, you present this in like the first hour, okay, we're going to do this, this semester, and they're like, okay, what's happening? And they're confused. And so, but then by mid-semester, they kind of know how everything works, and then they appreciate, hey, we have time. You have to get them a little bit out of their comfort zone, because now they have to, you know, they have to work in groups, so you have to be engaged for like the 50 minutes or whatever you have. They cannot just sit in the back and hang out. But by the time, you know, you're mid-semester, then they get accustomed to that. You had a question too?
Yeah, it's a very impressive approach. And I think it seems to me there's probably some broader applications outside the immediate classroom. I mean, given some thought to other applications, maybe even other agents that might use this technology. And I really like the idea of the video capture and being able to go in and prepare for the class each time.
Right. No, I haven't. We got one. I did a bunch of videos last year at Furman University in South Carolina, and then just maybe 2 or 3 months ago we got our own glass board in Auburn. So I have recorded this in Auburn a couple of weeks ago, but so far we didn't have that technology available. So it's really just starting right now. But yeah, get people prepared, give them, hey, here's a section of videos, you have to watch this, you have to know this before you come to class, and things like that.
Our third speaker, Greta Landis, is not here, so we can take more time with questions if there are more questions. If I understand it correctly, this hasn't been used yet in a classroom.
Oh, people use it, yeah. It's just not very commonly known. So if you Google light board or glass board or teaching glass, or I think there's somebody in San Diego, he called it teaching glass, but if you Google Lightboard, you will find a couple of websites that show how people have built that. And some of them just, you know, made their very small version, just a plexiglass, and they did that in their office. And then other places they have a studio like we do. Yes.
This idea of collaborating more in the classroom. We're so used to going in and just receiving, making notes, and really not maybe just watching somebody solve a problem for us.
Yeah, and that's
how do we collaborate better in the classroom? What structure, how does that take place?
And that's the driver why I was so motivated to do it that way, because then they are forced. You put them into a group and say, okay, this is your problem. And then they're confused because you don't really, you know, they have to find, okay, what needs to be done. And some of them, they don't like it. There's resistance. It's just, I had a student last year, she said, hey, can you not just lecture? And I said, no, I can't. Are you just asking me to totally change my teaching? No, so. But I guess in the long run they appreciate that. So, what I also do, I have somebody who have a teaching center. I have my teaching evaluator. I mean, I'm an assistant professor. I'm there 2 years, and so somebody comes in, looks at it, talks to the students. What do you like? What do you not like? And then you can pick that up and you can discuss with them. And you know, small changes you perform right away, so that they know that you listen to them and so on. But that's also a chance again then to sit down and talk them through this. Why do we do this? I mean, I explained at the very beginning, but then they don't know what's going to happen. So a few weeks in, then you can say, okay, who knows Bloom's taxonomy? And it's of course nobody. And then I bring it up, and then I show them the assignments that we do, and then they understand, hey, okay, we have high learning experiences with what we do here. And then they kind of get it and they understand that. So, is my time up?
Questions?
If you have questions, just email me.
Thank you.
I'll be happy to help.